brutality style attacks and assaults and shootings are on the increase. Two more men were shot in West Belfast last night. It happened in Poleglass. It's the latest paramilitary style attack in a growing trend. PSNI figures show there's been an increase in the number of paramilitary style assaults over the last 12 months, up from 41 to 47. And there's also been an increase in paramilitary style shootings. They have increased by 10 over the last year, from 24 to 34. The SDLP Belfast councillor Brian Heading with us this morning. Morning to you, Brian.
Morning, Stephen.
Good morning. And the former PSNI Detective Chief Inspector Alan Mains. Good morning to you, Alan.
Good morning.
What's going on here, Brian?
Well, let's be honest about it. These things have never gone away. There's still people out there that are trying to fill a vacuum. There's still frustration with people who about the level of crime that are going on in their community and feel that they get a quick fix. They'll contact somebody who's contacts with the paramilitary. What we need to do is to ensure that the police have the right resources to be able to deal with criminality within communities. And as I understand it from a conference that I attended 10 days ago, that the PSNI are facing cuts of around about 40 million in their budget. And that means that that's going to be £40 million worth less policing going into our communities.
Yeah, but it's nearly the norm in Northern Ireland, isn't it, that we expect to hear about this type of thing during the year. There's nothing normal about shooting people in the legs. There's nothing normal about, you know, taking a gun and shooting bullets into human bodies, and yet it's part and parcel of the Northern Ireland fabric that we'll have that a few times a year. Well, no, we won't. And how many of these people are ever caught? Very, very few of them. The community don't give them up and the police don't catch them.
Well, you know, you'll have to ask the PSNI about that. I'm looking at it from a more social reason for the causes of punishment shootings. It doesn't surprise me that there's been an increase in beatings and in shootings, because one of the reasons why there's been an increase in criminality is because we are in an economic background that we are, which is going to worsen over the coming years. And what we will have is more pressure being put on the police, more people becoming frustrated about the levels of crime in their area. For example, my own daughter's friend told me about waking up to find men coming down the driveway into her home, going down to make sure doors and everything were locked, which they were. But yes, there was someone trying to break in through the back door into it. So, you know, it's out there. People are going to become frustrated. The only way that to head this off is for people to get the information to the police.
Well,
if the police do not do their job, then it's my job as a public representative to hold the police accountable.
Well, can we really say the police are doing their job? Alan Mains, look at the clearance rate. Now, we're looking for the latest figures, but according to a policing board report in 2012, the clearance rate was just 4%. How pathetic is that?
Well, it depends where you're coming from, Stephen. I mean, I just listened to Brian there, and I heard PSNI mentioned several times. It's no different to when I was in the police in charge of the Belfast CID. As far as I was concerned, we had a very difficult situation with the Provisional IRA going out and doing what they had to do in the communities and it was summary jurisdiction. I mean, you know, they were basically becoming judge and jury on certain people within the community for whether it was drugs or antisocial behaviour. The interesting thing is we have moved on, in theory. The PSNI can only do what they can in terms of people coming forward and giving them information. These, I would be surprised if they're not by appointment, where people are told to be at a certain place. I can't give you a statistic to say 9 times out of 10 that people know them, but there's a fair degree of knowledge within the community. And they have to deal with that themselves, and they have to come forward and say to the police, because the police can't do anything other than investigate. And if they're not getting anything to investigate, well, then there's an issue.
Well, the police can do more than just investigate. They can try to infiltrate the organisation of these. It takes a certain level of organisation, doesn't it?
Stephen, I've talked But trust me, I have talked to people post the police. I've talked to people in communities and you know, former IRA, provincial IRA, and they will tell you very clearly that they are losing control in their own communities, that they can't, these people are absolutely mad. And that's coming from them, not me. So it worries me greatly. And people like Brian, quite rightly, public representatives, have to do their very best to, you know, to do what they have to do in those communities. But the issue remains the same. If we go to a scene, or the police go to a scene, they need forensic evidence. I mean, the big issue here, they're not talking about it at the moment, it's guns in the streets again. I mean, I thought that was all gone. It doesn't seem to be, does it?
And let's just face reality here, Brian. There are a fair number of lunatics within the community, no doubt we'll hear from them this morning, who support this, who actually think, well, if someone's engaged in criminality, then it's all right to be judge and jury. There's a fair amount of the community that thinks that if there is somebody who they view as a hood, a thug, call whatever descriptor you want, then fair play, shoot them.
Now, wait a minute, Stephen. There has always been a level of criminality within any district, whether it be in South Belfast, North Belfast, East or West. What we're coming to now is an organisation or organisations. You know, it's not just the, you know, people that maybe or may not be associated with Poglass. These punishment beatings go on right throughout our urban area. What we have is a situation developing where a vacuum is being filled, where, yes, the police need to be called to account about their clear-up rate of criminality. But we also have to ask ourselves, is why is it that we are reducing our youth services, but we have an increase in antisocial behaviour, that we are cutting back on support for sporting clubs, yet we have young people hanging around street corners. We have an increase in drugs, our drug consumption, as well as people going to take part in crime in order to get the money to buy the drugs. Now, there's a catch-22 here. One, we're complaining about the police not doing a clear-up rate for investigations and the punishment shootings and punishment beatings. But at the same time, we're asking the police to say, look, you stand with the community and you show that you can investigate the criminality and bring people to court. And then we have to deal with the courts being able to hand out the right sentences and carry out the right justice on behalf of people who have to endure
this. All right, let's say we're thinking at home this morning. By the way, when we're talking about this, we're talking in generalities. Under no circumstances are we talking about the two men who were shot in West Belfast night. Under no circumstances have I been talking about them. So what we're doing here this morning is talking in generality over the years.